Well, Brad, as we look what's happening market-wise today, I know they're talking about better weather forecasts, though some intermittent rain in so many areas of our planting progress, and it's getting delayed. So we look at the markets. Are they reacting like you think they should, considering what we're seeing out in the fields?
I'll be candid with you. I actually thought, you know, of course, you live in a bubble a little bit, or you know, I guess I'm sometimes guilty of that, you know, where I really thought our weather forecast for where I live, Northwest Iowa, was wetter over the weekend than what we kind of what we went home with on Friday, you know. But I guess the balancing of that, like I said, you kind of always look at your own little area. But I guess to balance that, it actually ended up on the eastern part of the Corn Belt ended up being quite a bit drier than what they had thought. In fact, they were able to basically go in Indiana and on much of Ohio. And I think, you know, for that reason maybe, and a drier eastern Corn Belt forecast. See, last week everybody was so caught up in the fact that, well, looks like the West is going to get a chance this week, but the East looks like they're just, you know, it's going to be wet all week. Now it seems like we've kind of flip-flopped that deal. So, I don't know. You know, this afternoon, I'm going to say that 15% is going to kind of be your over-under number on what we got planted or didn't get planted on planting progress today. So let's see what side of 15% we're on. I think if we're above that, maybe the market stays under a little pressure. If not, maybe we can straighten it out a little bit. But it's been interesting today, Susan, to watch the corn spreads evolve. Initially, July corn was lower, but not near as weak as the December. Now you've got July down 24, December down 18. That's much more negative. I mean, that's not a good sign when the bear spreads flip like that. And I think some of it's off of another very poor weekly inspections number that came out here a little bit ago, a very, very low corn number again. So we're kind of getting it from all sides here today on the corn.
What about for these soybeans? Are they really taking much notice to the planting delays, or are they just kind of in that wait-and-see mode to see when they really get going?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I don't have a real great answer for you because you've had, they seem to be kind of caught in the backwash of the corn market. You know, there's days when we really, well, for instance, that one day where you had that sharp up day, and it looked to me like it was just basically a fun deal because if you really really thought that we were going to never ever get corn planted, well, that means you're gonna plant something, you know. So certainly there's been some trade-off back and forth with planting delays. But, you know, today, if we really thought we were getting more done than we thought, we should be a little stronger than this, it seems to me, like in the November beans. But you got a whole sector here where these outside markets are negative, the commodity stuff, whether it's wheat, corn, or beans. And that's what the market's fighting. And there's this sentiment of, okay, the party's over, kind of, you know. So you don't have the long speculator taking much of anything on in any of the markets, including the beans.